Advent is a bit like a Christmas cracker. The time of Advent is not always the same for all of us. Some years have been a little tougher than others. It's a time of year when we think about those that are no longer with us. It's a time of the year when we can be feeling tired, worn out, and just cranky. But you know what? Every year, you never know what God wants to reveal to us. It made me think this season of the year, Advent, it's a bit like a Christmas cracker. Why a Christmas cracker? You see, there's so much crammed into the story of Advent and Christmas that it's like a present with many layers of wrapping, revealing a wonderful gift right in the middle somewhere, just like a Christmas cracker. Maybe it's a bit like a Christmas cracker. I wonder what might be inside it. It looks nice on the outside. It's got a picture of Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus. I don't think that this one will have a bad dad joke inside on a small tiny piece of paper. I hope not. Or will there be one in there? You see, God does have a sense of humour. And he is our heavenly dad, after all. And throughout the Christmas story, he does joke with us a bit. You see, he turns the unexpected coming of a king completely upside down. No mighty king riding in on a fine horse. No pomp, no ceremony. Not even formalities as we would expect with a brand new king. Instead, he includes really smelly sheep and cattle and shepherds, the lowest of the low. And he throws in an awesome star that can be seen from absolutely miles away. Then there's the bit about a young couple, Mary and Joseph. They were walking with a donkey. Again, an animal that is not always obedient and known for doing what you want it to, when you want it to. A long walk at that, from one town to another. And then when they get there, the town was completely full to capacity because of the census, with no spare rooms, even just for one single night, no spare rooms. An innkeeper and his wife, you know, they were not helping things. They were not even prepared to shift the guest list around for an expectant mother and her partner. Oh, and remember the part where the only place that they could stay was in the stable out the back, a rather smelly place out the back of the inn. It was full of animals, and once the baby arrived, there was no bed. There wasn't even a mattress, just the crib, which was used for holding the animal feed. Let's see. I think there was someone else in the story as well. There were three wise men that eventually arrived, although a little late for the actual birth, like really late, in fact. Did I mention that there were angels? Lots of angels singing away. And we have angels today, I know. Oh, and sheep. Lots and lots of sheep. Now those angels, that was on top of the angel that appeared to Mary and also appeared to Joseph many months before to let them know God's plan for their family and for the world. Let's get into this cracker. Let's break it open and see what parts of the story are inside. What do you think might be inside? My goodness. Come and have a look at this, little guys. Quick, don't tell anyone. That's little baby Jesus. Baby, oh, how about Jesus. That? He had to be small to get in the cracker. Who would like to put that on the table for me? Could you put that very carefully on the edge of the table? Okay, let's see what else I can find. Oh, my goodness. You would not believe that this could fit inside a bonbon. Oh, my goodness. Shh, shh, shh. What do you think it might be?
A crown.
A crown.
I
wonder why we've got a crown inside a bonbon. Do you think it's to remind us of the three wise men?
Yes.
Or do you think it's because Jesus was the newborn king?
Yes.
I do think that. Who would like to put that onto the table for me? Right.
I like.
Why not? Okay. Let's see what else is inside the cracker. It's not a candy cane. That is a shepherd's crook. That's to remind us of the shepherds, the lowest of the low that are in the story. Della, would you like to put that on the table for me with the other things? Shh. And what is this?
A torch.
But it's not just any ordinary candle. It does all different sorts of things. Look, it changes. It goes flashy. It does lots of things. What do you think that was in there for? No, little guys. Why do you think there was a candle inside?
It was for the star.
Yeah, it's to remind us of the star. That's one thing. And also that Jesus is the light of the world, do you think?
Yeah.
And also because the 25th of December is his birthday.
What?
Well, we need to have a birthday candle. Henry, would you like to put that on the table? And look, there's nothing else inside.
Yes, there is. I know what's in there.
There's nothing inside
there's
now.
Nothing in there.
Okay, I think it's time to sit back down there just for a minute. That would be good. It must have been the chef in me because just in case anything got stuck inside the bonbon, I found the longest pair of tongs I could in the kitchen. You ready to sit down? That would be good. You're reading all my notes, aren't you? Okay. Now, I said down to there. Thank you very much. Now I know exactly where I am. Okay. We saw what was revealed from within the story in the bonbon today. But what will Jesus reveal to us, each of us, this year? How will you receive what gets revealed just to you in your heart and in your head this year? Will you pass on, will you share it with someone else, what it is that God shares with you? Or will you be mean and miserable and keep it to yourself? Did anything stick out to you as you remembered the story? Whether we were singing it, whether we were watching a video, whether we're looking at the banner, whether we've read it in the Bible readings today? Was there a particular character that maybe you hadn't given much thought about in the past? Which part might be talking to you right now? Which part, I wonder, might be talking to you during the week? Which part, maybe, will be talking to you as we get closer and closer to Christmas Day? Let Jesus shine this Christmas. Let Jesus be the centre of your celebrations this year. Tell your visitors and your neighbours the story of Jesus' birth. Let's make a statement this year. Can I have the guys from FYI just come out for a minute, please? Patrick and Henry and Charlotte and Molly and Beth. Would you like to help us? Would you all like to just pick up one of the letters, flick the switch, and then put the letters back exactly where they were around the tree? And they should just balance nicely. So let's make sure that we have Jesus as the reason for the season this year. Okay, guys, from FYI, you've got one more job to do. Yeah. Seeing we're talking about bonbons this year, a couple of lovely ladies, I won't mention their names, will I, Rosemary? No, okay. Have made these bonbons. And the idea is, and I think we'll have plenty, we've got about 100 made, is to hand out one to every family that's here. And if there's enough left, we can hand one to every child as well. And the idea is to take them home and look after them until Christmas Day. And I'd like you to somehow, somewhere, put them on your table on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, wherever you're sharing. And I want you to crack them open. And I want you to share the real story about Jesus and his birth this Christmas with whoever you have invited to your table on Christmas Day. And I want you to do that before you have your meal on Christmas Day. So, guys.
Yep, that's a big box. Henry, would you like to carry it round and everyone can come and grab a hand? All the FYI guys can grab a handful and start at the back and hand.
Take them out.
I reckon we've probably got enough for one for each person today. So let's try and give one to every person. Start at the back and move forward, okay? Because we want to share Christmas with you.
So can the little kids do it?
No, because the little kids are going to do something special in a minute. So it's... Okay. Now, Andrea and the little guys are going to sing a beautiful song for us. So if everyone's nice and quiet while the bonbons are being handed out, we've got a little bit of time.